And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave, alongside Joseph J., Trisha, Eric, and the lovely Kathleen. Eric, are you drinking coffee?
I am.
Is it good?
It is.
I didn't know you liked coffee.
I drink lots of coffee.
He loves coffee. And Joseph, you're dancing?
Yes,
or?
I love this song.
Oh.
When every time I hear the theme song for America's Got Talent, I know I'm in for a very entertaining time. I love this season, and one of my favorites so far, one of my favorite contestants so far is Sophie Dossie. Thank you so much for joining us, Sophie.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, you know, we're very excited to have you. So, first of all, tell our listeners, in case they have not seen the this season, what do you do?
So, I do hand balancing contortion, and I shoot a bow and arrow with my feet.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so tell us, when did you start? Because, I mean, we've seen you twice on the show so far, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, this
three times.
Three times. Okay, right. That's, I forgot about that because the judges round. But tell us, when did you start? When did you know that you could do this?
I kind of realized I could do, I've been doing hand balancing and contortion for about 2.5 years now. And before, about 3 years ago, I didn't really even know what contortion or hand balance even was. Because I did gymnastics and dance before that. I did 3 years of competitive gymnastics and a year of dance. And I was always naturally flexible in my back. And when I found this stuff, I saw a video on YouTube and I was like, hey, this is really cool. I'll try it. And so I tried it and I was like, whoa, I didn't realize my back was actually unique and that flexible.
Oh. And how old are you now?
I just turned 15.
15, okay. Yeah,
you're never supposed to ask a lady her age. Joseph.
I know, but well, they said on the show, because when you were auditioning, you were 14, so they were saying 14, right?
Yeah, when I was auditioning, I was 14, and in the judges' cut, I was 14.
And when were you? When did you turn 15? Was it?
I turned 15 June 21st.
Okay. Well, then happy belated birthday.
Yeah.
And so this has got to be a great, you know, birthday present. I mean, to see yourself on TV and everything. I mean, it's like
making it to the semifinals.
I know. I mean, I was very happy because we booked you before we knew if you were, you know.
Well, but we knew she would.
Yeah, we knew. Yeah,
I mean,
we knew you
were just incredible. But Sophie, now I call like rhythmic gymnastics, I call those girls that can do all that stuff Gumby girls, because I just, the flexibility and the grace is so incredible. But watching you, and I mean, this isn't a little, you know, kids bow and arrow set. You are using a full on strong bow, and it just amazes me. How difficult was it for you to learn to grip with your large toe?
Well, it took me a little while to figure it out and stuff, but so it's just like you got to squeeze your toes like really hard and pull back really hard. It's a lot of strength in your toes, definitely. But it actually took me about 3 months before I really sort of got the bow and arrow down pretty well.
Oh. And, you know, I want to remind our listeners, if anyone's just now joining us, we are speaking with Sophie Dossie from America's Got Talent. She's through to the next round on the show, which I didn't know that there's a 4-week hiatus because of the Olympics. And, I mean, so this is kind of like you've got a big waiting period here.
Hiatus,
sorry.
Yeah, well, it's about 3 weeks, but it gives you a lot of time to practice on your next deck, so.
And speaking of practice, we don't want you to reveal anything, but any hints at what we might see next time?
You just got to watch. It's going to be very different this time.
Well, I will tell you, the hand balancing that you do where your entire body is off over to the one side, kind of a backward, or it's almost like a back bend, but then you flip your hips over. That absolutely is amazing to me. Hand balancing and gymnastics are just some of the things that you do, and contortionism is phenomenal. But
thank you.
You are just so poised personally, and you're just such a beautiful young lady. You know,
how has this
changed your life, or has it?
I mean, it's really cool because you'll get this great feedback back from people saying this is crazy, and it just makes, and like some people saying like, you've inspired me. I mean, I've always been inspired by some people, and to being inspiring other people is just feels amazing to me.
Right. And I know a lot of people feel that way, where, you know, they look up to people, and you know, and they get motivation from other people, and then they always want to be that inspiration. And so that's great that you are able to experience that, especially at such a young age.
Yeah, it's really a great experience and feeling to be inspiring people.
Now, do you have a favorite judge?
My favorite judge would probably have to be Melby.
Melby, okay. I think we might know the reason for that, right?
She understands how hard it is, so
right.
I like that she gets it.
Yeah, and so I'm curious, for anyone out there who's listening, I mean, any age, I mean, maybe they're younger, maybe they are, you know, older. Is this something, you know, contortion, is this something that you can learn, or do you have to, you know?
She learned it.
I know she learned.
That's
but
amazing.
I mean, so then what advice do you have for other people out there, in case there are other yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely never too old to do something you really want to do. I know people who were like in their 30s and even tried to start contortion, and they're really good now too. So you're always never too old or never too young to start something.
Excellent advice. And so, Tricia, you know.
I'm sorry, but this is the old-fashioned part of me. I want to give a huge shout out to your parents for doing such a phenomenal job in raising you to be so confident yet down to earth, and I mean, you've got the looks that you could be a model. I mean, you're intelligent,
you're
smart. It seems like you have a phenomenal work ethic to be able to find something that looks like it would be fun and to work to accomplish it. I just think that you are an inspiration to so many, not just young women, but just people all over the world. And I really appreciate that. And the fact that you're able to handle that with such grace is phenomenal. So
thank you so much.
Yeah. And now, Sophie, I'm curious, we'll just touch on this briefly, because there was big controversy on the last episode. Someone else decided that they wanted to shoot something, and something went wrong. And we had these people on the show, of course, Ryan Stock and Amber mm-hmm. Lynn. Mm-hmm. And so anything behind the scenes, was that a little bit like, was that upsetting to see that and be there and know that something could go wrong?
Yeah, well, I was actually backstage because I was two people after them, mm-hmm. and I was backstage watching them, and I did actually get a little nervous after I watched it, but I kind of just shook it off and was like, okay, I need to focus on my act.
Yeah, well, I mean, because even the judges said you had the bow and arrow pointed at them at one point, so
yeah,
like, things could have been really wrong.
But it was never, the bow and arrow when I pointed at them, it was never drawn, so it'd be no possible way it could go off. So they're completely safe.
Good, great. And so now finally, what would you, we're going to be positive and say, when you win America's Got Talent, what are you, what's it going to look like for you?
She'll be on our show again.
What's in the plans? That's
yeah.
What
what's in the plans? Of course, I mean, because you get the money and, you know, hopefully a Vegas show, all this stuff. What are you hoping for? When you win?
Well, when I win, I think it'd just be so cool if I had just my own show in Vegas. It's kind of one of my dreams in a way to just have my own show, and it'd just be amazing.
Excellent. Well, you know, I know we're almost out of time for the show.
And we'll come see you in
Vegas.
Yes,
we definitely will.
Because,
we definitely will.
Yes, and we're huge fans.
And we're going to be voting as well. And I don't know, we might the song that's actually going to take us out of the show today is "I Ran" by Hidden Citizens. That sounds familiar, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very familiar.
Yes. And so, but we want to wish you the best of luck, Sophie. Thank you so much for being on Breakthrough Entertainment, and we will definitely be watching and voting.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, yeah. And we can't wait to see your future, because I think you're a phenomenal, phenomenal young woman.
Thank you so much.
Sky's the limit, girl.
Yeah. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, yeah, that's
so
fun.
So awesome, isn't she? I mean, I can't imagine she's that young and so talented and smart and just down to earth. I just love her.
We love that.
And of course, listen to that.
What is that?
Oh yeah.
Iran,
Hidden Citizens.
Iran?
This is the song, not that kind of Iran.
The Ransom in Iran?
This is the song that she did her act to on the last episode of America's Got Talent. Everyone, vote for Sophie Dossie, America's Got Talent. Go see Suicide Squad in theaters now.
Vote for me for Broadcaster of the Year.
Okay, sure, Woo-hoo! Why not? And next week, we've got on another contestant from America's Got Talent.
We do.
Brian Crum.
Not Brian Crum.
Yes, so very exciting.
Are you
exciting.
Kidding me? So. All right, and this is 1480 AM KPHX Breakthrough Entertainment. Everyone have a wonderful weekend and a great week.
See you next week.
Oh, yeah.